Hello, my name is Lisa Wangchuk.
So what you get when you come to the Carlson School is you get knowledge close to a decade before it's actually available to everyone else.
It's also really cool after that 3 or 4 months to realize, oh my gosh, I have learned so much.
We have to put you in front of an enterprise program that's going to put you in front of C-level executives in corporations throughout the country. And you have to be able to perform successfully in that.
I think most students would tell you it's at least an extra 10 hours a week just working in the enterprises. But I also think the students would tell you it's the best experience they have when they're here. It's sort of the capstone of why they're here.
I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster, and this is A Day in the Life at the Carlson School of Management. It's Thursday morning, just before 8 o'clock, and second-year MBA student Lisa Wangchuk has just arrived on campus.
I live actually really close to school, so I usually either walk or take the bus. It takes me about 10 minutes to get here. Today I actually drove because I have to be in a suit and it's raining out.
Lisa's first class starts in just a few minutes.
I have funds enterprise. I'm actually in the growth fund, so that's stocks. We also have student-managed fixed income fund, which is a fund of bonds. So 2219 is just what we're going to do.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, since you're fully rested, how'd the Shanghai market do last night?
9.3%.
How much?
9.3%.
That's correct, 9%. Anybody see that? Anybody know why?
Funds Enterprise is part of Carlson's Enterprise program, which gives students the opportunity to run businesses in consulting, marketing, venture capital, or funds management. Joe Barsky is program director for the Funds Enterprise.
Here, my job is to essentially run what we consider a small investment management firm, which would be the Carlson Funds Enterprise. We try to run it just like an investment management firm, so we have external clients, which is a little different from most other schools' programs. We manage about $25 million in assets at the moment, $15 million or so in a fixed income fund, and about $10 million in a small cap growth fund.
Tonight, students in the Funds Enterprise are going to present 7 new recommendations to mentors.
It's the only opportunity during the semester that the students have a chance to get a new stock or a bond into the funds. So, for example, students just can't come in some morning and say, I read this great article about XYZ in the paper, let's buy it. They have to spend a whole semester doing all the research. They do a very detailed discounted cash flow model. That's the process that we use. They put together 20 to 30 page report, it looks like a sell side research report, and the mentors see it a week ahead of time and then get to ask all the questions. 3 minutes to make the pitch. It's the way it works in real life.
Carlson's consulting, brand, and ventures enterprise programs run on a different model, says Joe Barsky.
In brand and consulting, what they do is basically put several students on a team, say 4 to 5, hire themselves out to some of the Fortune 500 companies that are headquartered here, like Best Buy or Target or Medtronic, and they'll go sell a project to the company, put the students on the project, and then the students are doing the PowerPoint presentations and figuring out where they should go. They keep it pretty hush-hush, so I can't tell you what projects they've worked on. It's all proprietary. In the case of the venture enterprise, they're involved in attracting students who want to get into starting up their own business, for example, so entrepreneurial type stuff. They're involved in creating business plans for other companies that are starting up. So again, it's kind of a consulting model, project-based. Of course, we think the enterprises are a really differentiating factor for our program. I would say between 80 and 90% of the students apply to an enterprise. And then there's an application process that we go through. All the students that apply get interviewed. And then that's when the real work begins. I think most students would tell you it's at least an extra 10 hours a week just working in the enterprises. But I also think the students would tell you, in general, what we see coming back is it's the best experience they have when they're here. It's sort of the capstone of why they're here.
While I wait for Lisa to get out of class, I have a chance to chat with first-year full-time MBA student Holly Keller.
What's it like living here in the Twin Cities?
I think that the Twin Cities have a lot to offer in terms of cultural opportunities, great theater,
great museums, and there is life outside of school. So it's important to live in, for me at least, to live in a metropolitan area that has other things to do when I want to get away from school. And that also that the business school has good connections with the businesses in the community, so that when I need networking opportunities or want to talk to someone, an alum from a particular company, they're all here with easy access in the Twin Cities.
Why did you choose Carlson?
The Enterprises was one of the things that really attracted me to the Carlson School. And so I was trying to decide between the brand enterprise and the consulting enterprise. They both appealed to me because it was an opportunity to consult with real life clients on real projects. And I ended up going with the brand enterprise, although I could have just as easily been happy in the consulting enterprise. And I think, though, that really it's less important what enterprise you do and more important that you do an enterprise, because they're all such a great experience. And what's also nice is that the process of applying for the enterprise is similar to an interview process. They actually do have you do an application and an interview with the enterprise directors. So that's yet another experience to work on your interviewing skills.
Now you're almost done with your first year here. What's your experience been?
The experience in my first year has been what I expected in many ways and not what I expected in a lot of ways. For example, the first semester, the core, is hard. As much as you try to prepare yourself for that, especially having not been in school for a little while, going back to class, being in the classroom 4 hours a day, having maybe 4 hours of homework each day outside of that, sometimes more, meeting with your team, you know, doing the readings, it's intensive. And it's really important that time is managed well. So I found that was one of the most important things for me, was making sure that I was managing my time and prioritizing. But it's also really cool after that 3 or 4 months to realize, oh my gosh, I have learned so much. You know, just in a conversation with my parents about the things that I'd learned in finance class, I don't have a finance background at all. And all of a sudden I'm throwing out terms like, you know, CAPM and, you know, this company is releveraging. It's really neat to see that all of that hard work pays off and that you're really gaining this knowledge.
It's just about noon, and I'm meeting Lisa and a few of her friends for lunch.
We are in our bistro. It's a nicer sit-down sort of restaurant feel. Do you normally eat here, or do you go off campus? I usually eat here just because it's, you know, more convenient. But actually, off campus, there's a lot of restaurants and fast food places just like a block away. Hi.
Hi there. Thomas.
What have you enjoyed about being here?
I think one thing that's really come true on is quality of life aspect. It's a very clean and green place. Air quality is phenomenal. People are friendly all in general, and companies here are quality companies. What have I really enjoyed? Biking around. There's a great bike route system around the city. And a very, very different kind of bar scene. Good music scene as well.
My name is Adrian Pierce. I'm president of the Microfinance Alliance, which is a student group that just, you know, works on awareness about microfinance, which is how you lend to poor people, basically. And the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize winner for microfinance was going to be in Minnesota. And he's from Bangladesh, so his appearance in Minnesota is pretty exciting. So we decided to make a big deal out of it, and we got a bus together and got T-shirts on everybody and sort of all in this big push to go see him speak. We have this great picture with him holding up one of our T-shirts, and we're all standing next to him, just like giddy as children, because like this hero of ours is posing, you know, for a picture with us.
Carlson MBA students also had the opportunity to meet billionaire businessman and philanthropist Warren Buffett. Second-year MBA Giselle Restrepo.
Every year he hosts a group of MBA students to come down. Multiple groups, yeah. So this year he starts out the morning with a Q&A for about an hour and a half, where it's just a round robin, people asking whatever question they want to ask to him, and he'll answer. And then it culminates with a steak dinner at his favorite steak place, Piccolo Pete's.
So he randomly chooses a table of, you know, there's 100 people in this room, a dozen tables. He randomly chooses a table to sit down at, and he sits down at our table. It was great.
What was really, I think, the most profound thing about that day is how you find that he's seriously just a normal guy, and he just happens to have $60 billion, but it's just the product of doing what he loves to do.
Carlson MBA students can get involved in a number of different clubs and activities. John Ruzek is Associate Director of Student Affairs.
As far as at the Carlson School, we have about 12 or 14 active clubs, and then in the broader University of Minnesota, we have hundreds and hundreds of clubs, both undergraduate and graduate. They break up into a lot of different functional areas and interests, such as your finance, your consulting, marketing, operations, entrepreneurial interests, and that could involve anywhere from site visits to corporations, such as our finance group went to Ecolab the other day. Our operations club has visited Target's distribution centers here in the Twin Cities area. They're very active with our alumni networks. Our consulting club this past December did alumni networking reception where it brought back alums who are in the consulting field here in the Twin Cities and representing many different companies, and we're able to connect our current students with those alums in that area. So if they're especially looking for internships or job leads, those were good opportunities. And then other than that, we have a lot of groups that are associated both with our MBA programs and Diversity Initiatives Office. So that could include our student chapter that's affiliated with the National Association of Women MBAs. We have a group called the Black Graduate Business Student Alliance. We have a very active NSHEMBA chapter. That's the National Society of Hispanic MBAs here in the Twin Cities.
Lisa is involved in four clubs at the Carlson School and one at the University of Minnesota. She says being active is a responsibility among full-time MBAs.
We have so many clubs at the Carlson School, and yet there's only 200 full-time MBAs. And so we all have to sort of be involved in everything in order to have these clubs to run.
Some of the benefits of being involved are building leadership skills, having access to resources and networking opportunities, all of which are helpful when changing careers, says Lisa.
I was an operations director, mostly in, you know, nonprofit, government-run things like university, colleges, clinics. Was also part of a nonprofit law office. And so my background was really services and operations in small companies that nobody's heard of and industries that, you know, are a little bit odd. And so I realized that I wanted to go to a big corporation. I wanted to do for-profit. And I wanted to go in finance.
And what also helped Lisa make that transition? Her summer internship.
I interned at United Healthcare. For me, that was the goal, was to get a big Fortune 500 name on my resume and hopefully get a job offer out of that. And so I was at United. I did finance there and, you know, just reaffirmed that that's exactly what I wanted to be doing. I wanted to be at a big corporation doing finance. And so, and did, you know, get a job offer there. But I actually went with Johnson & Johnson because they have a more structured rotational program where I'd be allowed to go through lots of different departments. And also, you can be in pretty much any part of the country, any part of the world. If you want to do an international transfer, they'll let you. And so that was sort of a draw for me.
Minnesota is the base to 19 Fortune 500 companies. MBAs have close access to these and more, says Claire Foley, director of the Graduate Business Career Center.
So we have certainly all of the big companies in the Twin Cities who are corporate partners. We also have companies throughout the United States who come here and recruit our students. If they don't actually come here to recruit our students, we usually are able to connect the students to those companies.
When the recruiters come, what's that process like? Do you guys have recruiting fairs, career fairs?
Well, we do. We have a career fair in the spring. But the campus interview process, it's driven by sort of almost a national timeline, and it's not very intuitive. You will be interviewing for your permanent position in the fall of your second year. And, you know, more than half the students are all set by Christmas. So recruiters select the students, usually, that they want to interview. We have a whole process where students submit their resumes and indicate interests for particular companies. Companies select them, and then they come on campus and actually interview them in our space. Last year, 96% of our students had offers within 3 months of graduation. The year before that, it was 97%, and the year before that, it was 98%. So typically, we run in the high 90s, which is very competitive throughout the United States. Usually, about 40-some percent of the class goes into marketing, 40-some percent goes into finance. Some years it's higher on one side than the other. And then the rest of the jobs are distributed, technology, consulting, operations, general management. And we're seeing more students who are interested in going into nonprofits, more students who are interested in social responsibility.
The Carlson School has had a long history of involvement in sustainable business, says Alfred Marcus, professor of strategic management.
I think that the environment in general in Minnesota has shifted, where sustainable business was, frankly, more of a struggle in parts of the 1990s when energy prices were low. And on all sides now, there's recognition that energy is an issue. The class that I actually teach, the Business, Natural Environment, and the Global Economy, the amount of students in the class has increased quite rapidly as the issue has grown in prominence. And the second course that many students take in Business in the Natural Environment, which we offer, is a 2-week intensive seminar. It's a 4-credit course in Costa Rica at an institution called INCAI, which is considered to be the premier business school in all of Latin America. And they have a special concentration on the environment. We take 30 students down there every year. There's field trips as well. But it's a pretty intensive academic experience, and I think it changes a lot of students' lives.
Carlson MBAs have the option to focus their education in a variety of different disciplines. And in that focus, it's all about experiential learning, says Catherine Carlson, assistant dean for the MBA programs.
It really starts in their integrated core in the first semester of the program, which really concludes with a major live case presentation that's facilitated by some of our key faculty. Students are also involved in a number of case competitions, whether they be internal to the school. They might be in Singapore, they might be in Canada, it might be a Best Buy sponsored case competition. So they're involved in this experiential learning from the time they begin the program. Students in the full-time program also have the opportunity, and I think it's sort of the highlight of our program, is to select one of the enterprises as one of their elective courses. These are businesses that students manage along with our key faculty and business leaders in the community, and they're fee-based consulting projects that companies contract with us for. There's also so much experiential learning that we have through our Career Center as well, leadership development programs where students can, really practice and focus on skills that need honing, such as executive presentation skills, or what are the key skills that I need to have during that first year on the job after my MBA, or how do I position myself to really expand my career long term, or how do I, I'm a career changer, what skills do I need to practice and to hone?
The Carlson School is a research university, which means that MBAs have access to the research professors are conducting in the field, says Pri Shaw, Associate Professor of Strategic Management and Organizational Behavior.
In terms of the research lag, it usually takes several years, upwards of maybe even 10 years, to get something from the research conception stage all the way to the publication stage. And even when you get it published, it's usually published in something that's not very accessible to most MBA students or most people with an MBA. So what you get when you come to the Carlson School is you get knowledge close to a decade before it's actually available to everyone else. We don't use textbooks so much. We have, a background that you might have a text in. But for the most part, we have a case packet, and you're relying on a lot of information that the faculty are coming in with based on what their firsthand knowledge is with their own research, as well as the research that they know that's going on in that particular sector of their market.
And so what kind of research are you doing?
My research is primarily in groups, and it's in social networks. We have a class during orientation that's called the Team Development Strategies class. And in that class, the focus of the class is primarily to give incoming MBA students, our first-year students, some guidance on how to work in their core teams. Our first-year core, the first semester, is primarily team-based. So they have one team that they will use for all of the classes that are in that core semester. So what we try to do in the team team development strategies class is give them some fundamental skills. So they learn how to build their team, they learn how to use creative decision-making techniques, and they know how to deal with conflict in their teams. And in that class, we rely on a lot of the research that the professors here at the Carlson School have found over the years, and we use that as teaching techniques.
The Carlson School is holding a full-time MBA information session on campus today. Let's stop by and check it out.
So my name is Tiffany Cork. I'm one of the Associate Directors of Admissions and Recruiting. We're going to go over some general University of Minnesota information, Carlson School information, as well as obviously get in depth on what the full-time MBA program is all about here at the Carlson School. So who are we? Well, we're one of the top 10 research universities, and that's just going to benefit you with all the productivity that's coming out of the school here. We are AACSB internationally accredited, and you may not necessarily know what that means, but AACSB international accreditation is the premier accreditation that you would want while you're looking for an MBA program. So the curriculum itself is made up of course, your core courses, your electives, which can be called your professional portfolios or your areas of emphasis, and study abroad programs, as well as your enterprises. We start only in the fall, so 100 students start. You're immediately actually split into a cohort of 50 or so students. You're immediately split in half, and you're moving through these core classes with that same group of 50 students. So you're building that community right from the start. You're going to be in all these same classes that first semester with the same students, and then you're also going to be broken down into a smaller team of 5 students. And that team is going to be made up of people from many different backgrounds, so you have a good mix of experience within that team, so you have different people to draw on in different classes. Someone maybe from a finance background, someone with a marketing background, maybe someone has more of the operations side of things. So in the different classes, people are going to have different strengths to offer in that team. After that first semester is when you really get to delve into your area of interest. So you're coming in all with different backgrounds and all with different areas that you want to move into when you graduate from the program. Maybe you have a marketing background, but you want to make a transition into finance. Maybe you come from an engineering background, but you want to move into the operations side of things. Or maybe you just want more general management experience. Really, within the Carlson School, there's a lot of flexibility in choosing your professional portfolio or building your electives that will complete your degree. And there's no specific classes that you have to take in order to graduate with a certain area, because you don't have a concentration. You can mix and match whatever is going to work best for you, because you may be coming from a marketing background and you want to take a couple of classes in that, but you really do want to also delve deeper into some areas that you maybe need to strengthen. So this is where the curriculum is really flexible in order to create your portfolio as you move forward. And as you're looking for jobs when you graduate from the program, you're going to want to be thinking about what...
There are 3 rounds of deadlines to the full-time MBA program: December 1st, February 1st, and April 1st. Dan Bursch is Senior Associate Director of Admissions and Recruiting. He says the Carlson School aims to create a diverse student body.
First, it's important to recognize that it goes far beyond traditional ethnicity diversity that we're looking at. We're looking at gender, we're looking at sexual orientation, we're looking at demographics, where someone comes from. And then diversity is also, what have you done? Who are you as a person? We're going to look at the context of what your career has been, diversity of thought. So we're trying to create an inclusive environment for all of our students to be welcome, so they all understand who each other is, and to really grow and learn from one another. There is traditionally, nationally, a somewhat lack of diversity when you look at business schools. And we've seen tremendous growth in what we do at the Carlson School. Through our Diversity Initiatives Office, we've been able to have programs put in place for students of color, for international students. We've had program offerings that will help enhance careers for folks from traditionally underrepresented populations in the business field. And I think at the end of the day, when you really want to look at big picture, it starts at the top. Allison Davis Blake, the dean of the Carlson School of Management, is one of a very select company when it comes to women deans of major business schools across the United States. Having Allison in place leading this organization sets the tone that, yes, we are committed to quote-unquote thinking outside of the box and trying to break down some of those glass ceilings that have been in place traditionally for some of the underrepresented populations and genders in business.
Jeff Beganek is director of admissions for the MBA programs. He says the Carlson School likes to admit students with lots of energy,
enthusiasm and motivation to be involved and to be active and to be a leader is really important for us because of our type of program. And with our enterprises, which is that experiential type learning, they're going to work very hard here. We want people who are really want that challenge and who are excited about maybe even making some big changes, who will question things and are ready to make some big changes in their lives. And the enterprises helps people make those transitions. Because of the size of our program, it's a very hands-on program. People can really jump in and become a leader right away. We're looking for people that are ready for that, people who can not only handle the academic work, which is obviously important. We need someone who is very self-aware, knows their strengths and their weaknesses, has good experiences solving problems, being creative, and really want to take charge. We always say that we want people who roll up their sleeves and are going to get busy the minute they get on campus.
Can you talk about the application process?
I think our application is pretty typical of most MBA programs. You know, we're looking for the GMAT, TOEFL if they're international, essays, letters of recommendation. We do have an interview process, which is by invitation only. So once we see somebody's resume and their GMAT score and some little bit more information, we'll invite them to an interview.
And you do like to see work experience?
We do. We can be flexible on the work experience. But with our enterprise programs, we really want people who have some experience to be able to be successful in those type of experiential learning programs.
When people are actually denied admission, what could be some of the reasons for that? What are the concerns that you guys have?
We believe we have an academically rigorous program, so we really want to have a sense that someone's going to succeed in that. Especially in our first semester, we have a integrated core, which is very intensive. They're taking most of their core in the first semester, so someone has to be able to succeed under that type of pressure. So we're looking for someone who can do that. So, you know, I hate to say GMAT because people obsess over GMAT scores, but a GMAT can demonstrate concern. Success in your undergraduate program certainly can do that. But we have just as many issues with people who haven't demonstrated that they can successfully work on a team or don't have the right communication skills to be a leader in an organization like this, because we have to put you in front of an enterprise program that's going to put you in front of C-level executives in corporations throughout the country. And you have to be able to perform successfully in that.
Right now we're in the dean's boardroom. Every semester we try to add additional stacks to our portfolio, but in order to add those stacks, we need the approval of the mentors. Well, I'm Lisa Wongchuk, and this is my research partner, Ty Lilja. At first, Ty and I were really excited about the stock because they have had phenomenal revenue growth. And we also thought that the mental health industry would be a good defensive industry to be in case of a economic downturn. However, once we, there are some other factors.
After about an hour and a half, the fund's enterprise presentations end, and Lisa says it went pretty well.
We did get one of our stocks approved, so tomorrow, as soon as the market opens, our portfolio strategist will buy that stock. So that's exciting and adds to our portfolio, gives us a lot more diversity. Now we are going to the Corner Bar, which is a bar really close to school, to celebrate and to also network with the mentors.
Ty Lilja is a second-year MBA in the Funds Enterprise.
I think the experience of the actual Funds Enterprise, you come in, you have no idea what you're doing. You stumble through a lot of models. You get really comfortable doing it after a year, but it's really hard the first time you do it. And I think that there's a huge difference between studying it in the classroom and then actually just putting your neck on the line and making a recommendation. You know, so yeah, I had a good experience. I really did.
What are you going to be doing after you graduate?
I'm going to be an investment analyst at a mutual fund company in downtown Minneapolis.
Wrapping up a long day at the Carlson School with beer and pizza, Lisa says tonight she's giving herself a well-deserved break.
What are you planning to do after this? Go home and sleep.
For MBA Podcaster, I'm Janet Nakano in Minneapolis, Minnesota.